This is not me. I don't like preaching from here, and I don't like not having a manuscript in front of me. If you know me very well, you know my sermons are usually about 4 minutes long, and it takes me 6 weeks to prepare those 4 minutes. We're told in our formation process that the Holy Spirit is who inspires us to provide our message. We're really challenging him today, as I found out at 6 a.m. this morning that it was me. Carol is, I think, okay. She was not feeling well, and so here we are. I do not get into the royal stuff over in England. They, Naked Gun, one of my favorite movies, has a line in there where the funny guy says something about, well, if they want to have a king or queen, that's their business. I don't understand it, not into it, but the wedding yesterday was on in my house, not by my choice. But when Bishop Curry, our presiding bishop, who was selected to give the message, got up to speak, I did listen. And 2 points that he talked about in that speech, and I hope some of y'all heard it, or that homily message, as they called it. It was really good. The two things that hit me, that were salient to me, were fire and love. And I don't know if he had Pentecost on his mind when he developed that message. I don't know. But he talked about the practicality of fire and how we use it to live our lives. Automobiles, planes, all require fire to do their thing. We use fire to heat and actually to cool. It's an important part. On Pentecost, it's the day where we celebrate Jesus ascending into heaven with the disciples who were accused of being drunk, watching him ascend into the clouds. And his message for us is that he doesn't leave us entirely. He sends us an advocate. That advocate, in our terms today, we call the Holy Spirit. It's recognized by red, the color red, which is why we ask everybody to wear red on Pentecost. But also, his love for us is why he left the Spirit here. I guess my message that I really want to get across right now is when we do the Nicene Creed, we talk about the three aspects. We talk about God the Father. We talk about Christ the Son. At the last part, we talk about the Holy Spirit who is spoken through the prophets. And yet, we, at the beginning of that paragraph, we call him Lord. And it took me a long time to recognize that we are talking about the Holy Spirit. And I stress that in our confirmation classes, that is the Trinity. Ooh, I'm not going there with you today. But that is the components of the Trinity: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And the significance of it to me is that it's not something that just happened when Jesus ascended. If the Holy Spirit spoke through the prophets, that means the Holy Spirit has been here the whole time, pre-Jesus, because the prophets were pre-Jesus. So my challenge to you today is, as we read the Nicene Creed, pay attention to that last part where we address the Spirit. Other than that, celebrate the day of Pentecost. It is what we consider to be the birthday of the church. We use fire, smoke, and sacrifice chickens to celebrate it, which is all good.